Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Chaf Aleph. Bechoras Chaf Aleph. We will start with Chaf Amaveis, about six lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. As we continue here in the third parak of Maseches Bechoras. Remember, with this topic, after speaking about Bechor Petach Hamor, the first parak, these couple of prakim that we're in are now talking about Bechor Behema Tahora, all of the halachas relating to a firstborn cow, sheep, or goat. And the Mishnah started off on Yutas Mabez, the beginning of the parak, with the halachas of if somebody has a Safik Bechor, somebody buys an animal from a non-Jew, and I'm not sure whether it already had its firstborn or not. So now when it has a baby under my ownership, the question is that a Bechor or not? Do I have to be choshesh that the animal did not have a firstborn beforehand? So it depends how old the animal is. It depends if the owner said anything, as we'll see. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, exactly what we have to be worried about. We mentioned Rabbi Akiva Shita that it's not only if there is a previous birth that prevents the Kedusha Bechor, right? Even if there's a previous tinuf, as is described, some type of discharge that comes from the animal, that also, right, would be a little bit of a miscarriage, and that also would prevent the kedusha of the following bechor. So we went into different various halachas, and we'll start with a related issue, starting with Tana Rabbanan on Chaf Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan Gedia, quoting from the Tosefta, Gedia sheyolda shalosh banos. So the Mishnah is the Brisa here. The Tosefta is going to mention a topic relating to Meiser, but is going to relate to the issue of worrying about an earlier tinuf, worrying about an earlier birth. Gedia sheyolda shalosh banos. V'chal b'noseha yoldu shalosh shanos. The Brisa, the Tosefta, is talking about a case of Meiser Behema. As we know, one has to give one-tenth of all the sheep. How does one do that? One puts them through the fence, and every tenth one marks, as is described later on in this Pesachta. This is where the halachas of Meiser Behema are described. And the halacha is that one gives Meiser Behema only from specific years. One is not allowed to give Meiser Behema from animals that were born a previous year to for the following year, or vice versa, as is described in the first Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. So the Rosh Hashanah that the Brisa here is assuming is the first day of Elul. So any animals that are born from one Elul to the next Elul are considered 1 year. And if there's Elul in between, and before Elul and after Elul, so then it would have to be Meiser from 2 years. So the Tosefta describes a case where there are a lot of offspring from one family within 1 year. So again, Gedia sheyolda shalosh banos. One goat had three offspring. V'kol b'noseha, and each of those offspring, yoldu shalosh shalosh. Each had three. So the offspring, first generation, meaning the mother had offspring, and now that offspring had offspring, they were all born in the same year. So they all are put into Nichnas Ladir Lehis Aser, all the same year. So that's 12, right? You have the nine new ones, the younger generation, and then the three mothers. That's 12, so as long as you have at least 10, so therefore we are covered, and one has a chiyah to do meiser, so kula nichnosos ladir lehit aser. So they all have to go in, as long as, again, they're born, so to speak, within 1 year. Rabbi Shimon, ani ra'isi she'isra betok shenasa. Rabbi Shimon says, I have seen that it was ne'asar betok shenasa. I have seen these this type of occurrence that they took meiser from within 1 year. Rashi klomer betok osa shana sheyolda ashalosh banos chazra banos v'yoldu asherichzul ladir kula ladir l'saser. Well, to see exactly what's the nafkamina, he seems to just be reiterating what the Tanna Kamma said. But either way, this is the case that is described by the Tosefta. It's been a while, so we'll mention the thought again from Rav Pam about why dafka meiser behema is done as such. Why don't I just take 10% of my sheep? Why do I have to put each one through the fence and go through the tedious task of counting? I have 1,000 sheep, so I'll just give 100 of them as a carbon. Meiser Behema. Again, Meiser Behema is not a Matnas Kahuna, right? Technically, it's a carbon, but it's a carbon shlamim. I bring it to the base of Mikdash and I can eat most of it as the Bailam, right? There is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which the Nesiv points out that maybe there's a lachachila, an idea to give it to the Kohen, but technically, it's not given to the Kohen. A Bechor is given to the Kohen, as we have described, but Meiser is not. But why do I have to put it through 1, 2, 3? Because Rav Pam explains, because giving staka and giving meiser is somewhat difficult. To give 10%, one might think that's a lot. That's a lot. What does God expect of me? So if I count them out, 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. One for me, two for me. It helps me recognize how much I have. 90%. Don't focus on 10%. Focus on 90%. And counting them out through the fence, that itself, that process, that mitzvah helps me out. Right? There are a number of mitzvos, not too many. There are four mitzvos that have to do with counting. Have to do with counting. Meiser behema is one of them, and the counting of meiser behema, the counting is not really part of the mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is designated as a karban. It helps. Meiser behema, sfiras zava, counting shiva nikiyim. Also, is that part of the mitzvah? No, it's a hechsher, right? The sviras shmitim v'yovlos. That's a mitzvah upon Bezdin, right? Parshas Bahar. And finally, of course, sviras omer is the most famous mitzvah of counting, but there's a mitzvah separately of the counting itself, right? Unlike the other three, where the counting is more of a preparatory stage of getting to the goal of tahara, getting to the goal of knowing when Shemitah and Yovel is, Sfiras HaOmer is the only one that's counted as a separate mitzvah, besides the fact that we have Chag HaShavuos and Pesach on the two poles, but it itself has inherent status. Obviously, that counting is a different type of counting than the other three mitzvahs that are involved. Remember, the Gemara has even Havaminas. You would think, by Sfiras HaOmer, one is singular, one is plural, but Sfar Talachos, Sfar Talachem, Sfira l'chol echad v'echad. We have the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. Maybe there was a Havamina that Sfiras HaOmer also is compared to Sfiras Shmita v'Yovlos because it's counting to a date. But as we know, Sfira l'chol echad v'echad and Sfiras HaOmer is a unique mitzvah. And again, that's counted. We count up to Maimed Har Sinai. So again, here this Braisa Tosefta talks about Sfira as well, about Meiser. Good. So now ask the Gemara. Lamali Lemisni, before we get to the question on what we mentioned earlier, Lamali Lemisni Shalosh Shalosh, why do we have to have a case where the offspring, the mother had, the grandmother, let's say, had three offspring, and each of that offspring had three each, so now all you need is 10. That's the minimum. So why did we come up with a case of 12? Right, that's even too much, just could have said 10. Tola Adminayo Tlas, right, one of the offspring could have had three. V'inach Tarti Tarti, one could have had three, the other one could have had two. Plus the mother, right? So that had three, plus the three, the first generation, that would give you 10, right? So why do you have to have an extra two, right? 3, 3, 3 in the bottom generation. Okay, it wants to be parallel. Once one of them has to have three, so you have all of them have three in order to make it parallel. So why do you even have to have any that had three? Lildu kulhu tarti. Why do you say that you want to keep it parallel? So all of them should have two. Remember, the first generation is born, that's three. Then they each have two. That's nine. Right, all together. Two, two, and two. So three and six. And say the grandmother had another baby. Had another offspring. So all the bottom ones had two, but had their iu, but told it by day. And why didn't the Tosefta come up with that case? That the grandmother, which had the three offspring, which then had two offspring each, the grandmother had another one. Is that for a particular reason? Why it's not said? Now we're getting into what we've been talking about. Lema kasavar, mitanefes, eina choseres violet patok shnasa. Shall we say that this is proving to me that once a mother has tinuf or leda, has some type of secretion, at least a secretion, in one year, it's not going to have another one during that year. So once the mother had the three earlier in the year, so it's not going to have another one. So is that going to be a raya, and that will be a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua, who came up on yesterday's daf, who said that it's efshar to have another birth in the same year. So this is a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua that we had on Amun Aleph on yesterday's daf. So the Gemara said, no. Imtim salomar mitanefes v'choseres v'yoledes b'tok shnasa, yoledes v'adai enechores v'yoledes b'tok shnasa. Yesterday's discussion was about tinuf, whether he had that secretion of the dirty mucus. That tinuf, that's the shayla. If you had tinuf earlier, what about leida? Here we're talking about leida and leida. So that everybody would agree. To have an earlier leida, you wouldn't have a later leida, even though an earlier tinuf might have another leida later on. Okay, so there's no kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. By the way, there are a couple of different pshatim in Rashi in understanding these lines of Gemara. We're going to focus on one of the pshatim, but no, Rashi gives at least three pshatim as he goes through. He quotes Anira Isi, he quotes others for different pshatim. We're going to go with one of the pshatim. Okay. Rabbi Shimon, but now that we quoted this Tosefta to ask Akasha and Rabbi Yeshua, let's talk about what's the machlokes between them. The Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa seem to say the same thing, right? They each say that it can happen in the same year. So Rabbi Shimon, Aniri Isi Gediyeva Chula, Ma'ika, Bein Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon. Right, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Tanakama and the Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara is going to have a couple of answers similar to the suggestions that were given on the previous daf. What's the difference between the Deos, Ika Beinayo, the Ze'iri? Maybe the Machlokes is about Ze'iri's din. Ze'iri said yesterday that a behema is not Mekabelas Azachar until after 30 days, until after birth. After offspring come out, so for at least 30 days, they will not mate with the male. So maybe that's the machlokas here. Ze'iri. Tanakama islay de ze'iri, verbi shimin leslay de ze'iri. And what exactly is the case? Rashi quotes, look at the fourth line in Rashi. V'kamayri, gocha tidfu habanos biomachra joshisha chadashim, lilay dasan. What happened? They had a tinuf on the last day of the sixth month, after they were born. So, last day of the sixth month. V'lo b'yom t'chilas chodeshvi. Not in the beginning of the seventh month. So, at the end of the sixth month, they have tinuf. 5 months later, right, the hasha kiyavis. Now, you give 30 days, right, because of Ze'iri's din. And then 5 months later, so, at 5 months is the gestation for these types of animals. They can have a baby on the last day. On the last day. Well, the question is that the earliest that they could have the baby on the last day of that year, because it's 5 months later? Or is if you don't hold the Ze'iri, then even earlier, because maybe they could mate even within the time of 30 days after Tinuf. So that's the machlokes. Tanakama islay de Ze'iri, so it's not going to happen any time earlier than the last day. And Rabbi Shimon does not hold the Ze'iri, and therefore he says, I've seen it even earlier. B'toch shenasa. I've seen it happen, right? Not just only on the last day, right? That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Shimon leslay de Ze'iri. V'achi kamar shisra b'toch shanasa klomar yomo yomayim o'asara yamin b'toch shana shenoldu shlo ikvulele dad yom achron shol shanasan avavisha tinful esof shisha. Right? Even though they had tinif on the last day of the sixth, I don't hold of Ze'iri, Rabbi Shimon says, and therefore I've seen babies born even earlier. Good. So that's one day. Maybe the machlokes is about Ze'iri. Vibayasema or Tukuliyama islu de Ze'iri, or maybe everyone would agree to Ze'iri. Again, sounds like a machlokes in just behaviors of animals, right? As we've spoken about in the past. What kind of machlokes is that? Why don't they just check? Why don't they see? So it could be there's a certain percentage, and the question is halachically, what percentage do you have to take in mind? Everybody agrees that there's a certain miut that does mate within 30 days. So does one have to take that into consideration for halachas? That's the machlokas. Okay. V'bai yisayim to kol yam islu to ze'iri, or everybody agrees to ze'iri, v'hacha b'yoledas l'mukutan k'miflagi. The machlokas is, can there be a less than full gestation period in the animals? Yoledas l'mukutan, which the Gemara also relates elsewhere to humans, yoledas l'mukutan. That's the machlokas. Latanakama eina yoledes lemukutan, and therefore everybody would agree. Again, the same reality. If they have tinuf, they have some type of discharge on the last day of the sixth month, and everybody holds of ze'iri. So if I hold that there has to be a full gestation, so then these babies can be born on the last day of their year, and not before. But Rabbi Shimon yoledes, Rabbi Shimon would hold that maybe there could be a not full gestation period, and therefore. It could be even before the last day. V'ibayisema, Dekuliyama number three, third suggestion. Dekuliyama, eni yoledes l'mukutan. Everybody holds a Ze'iri. And everybody holds that you need a full gestation period. So how is it? What's the machlokas about? Everybody agrees that it's the last day. V'hacha b'mixas hayom kakulo kamiflagi. As was also mentioned yesterday, the machlokas here is, can that last day count as the first part of the day could count as the previous, as that day, and the rest of the day could count as the following day. Mixed the Yom Kugulo, could he count a portion of the day for the whole day, as has been mentioned. L'tanakama, lo amrina mixes yom kakulo. According to the Tanakama, you cannot. Oh, Rabbi Shimon, amrina mixes yom kakulo. So again, there's an afkamina of one day in between their shitas. So I think we might have discussed again in the last cycle some of the dinim of mixes yom kakulo, just to go through some again, because we haven't done it now. Mixes yom kakulo, there is a question of the achronim, a humorous question, but we know is an answer to one of the questions. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses in Nazir on Daf Hey in the Gilyone Hashas, he quotes on the Maharami Panu, right? The question of why don't we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo on Shabbos and Yontif? Right? We know Mixas Kukulo we apply to the end of Shiva, and we apply it in other contexts. Why don't we say it, you know, on Shabbos, right? I have a busy Motzi Shabbos, so I'll Mixas Hayom Kukulo. I kept most of Shabbos. So, you know, I'll end it now and I'll Mixas Hayom. Of course not. Why not? So, Rav Yosef Engel says, in the name of the Maharami Panu, maybe there's a difference between what we would call positives and things that we want to add to and things that we don't want to add to. So when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, no, that's Kedusha. You want to be Marbe, Tosefes. When do we say Mixas Kukulo? By Avelus, by Tuma, right? Hilchas Nida. A woman sees Dam 5 minutes before Shkia. That can already count as day one, right? Mixas Kukulo. So maybe that's where. V'yani kedusha, v'yani simcha, ein zeh min ha'nachon. V'adarabah, min ha'rad l'hosem michal ala kodesh. V'lazer romez ha'kasem ma'alei shivu azos. That's what the Maharami Panu says. Rabbi Yosef Engel argues and says, but you say it by Nazirus. Also, Mishnayis, the Gemara in Nazir, has b'ksev kukulah by Nazirus. Could you count day 30 as day 30 and as day 1 for the next month of the Nazirus cycle, and Nazir is kedusha? Well, maybe this only works according to the ones that have a negative approach to Nazir. Remember, we had a Machlokas Tanoim and a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, about whether Nazir is a positive or a negative. It starts with Rabbi Elazar Kampar. It starts in the Gemara, in Nazir and in Tainus, about whether Nazir is a Kadosh. When it says Kadosh, is it referring to the Nazir or just to his hair, that his hair is going to be Aser? The Ramban says it's referring to the Nazir, right? He's a Kadosh, it's something positive. And that's why the Ramban even has the fascinating suggestion why the Nazir brings a Karban Chatas at the end of his being Nazirus, the only time we ever have such a Karban, because he's no longer being a Nazir. It's Al Shem Ha'asid. Because of the decision now, he's no longer going to be a Nazir. Usually, we bring a Karban Chatas for what we already did wrong, not what we are going to do wrong. The Ramban says he's been a Nazir till today. I bring a Chatas, why? Because of the decision? Decision for to no longer be a Nazir. That's the Ramban. But the Rambam says, no, you bring a Chatas because, right, that Lo Dayacha Mashasra Torah, El Jata Mosif, according to Yerushalmi, in Hilchos Deos. So, maybe this suggestion of the Maharami Panu works only for the Rambam and not the Ramban, who says it's something positive. But either way, the Rav Soloveitchik said that maybe there's a different answer to the question. That Mipsalayam Kukulo only applies when one is having a personal counting. It does not apply to calendaric days. Right? Tisha B'Av, Shabbos, Yontif. To calendaric days, you don't say Mipsalayam Kukulo because you need that calendaric day. And it's still this day of the month, this day of the week, so you can't shorten that. If I'm personally counting, if somebody's personally counting Nida, right, Shiva Nikiyim, that's a personal count, right? Avelus, that's a personal count. So that's where you have a malos, where you have to fill a certain time period, a day, a week, right? So that's where one would say, Mixas Hayom Kukulo, right? That's one suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik had. He also added that there's a second ingredient. Mixas Hayom Kukulo is not only A, it needs a personal count, but there's another element, and that's to answer a question of the Nosei Kalim. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Avelus that we say Mixas Yom Kukulo at the end of Shiva, at the beginning of Shiva, and at the end of Shiva, and at the end of Shloshim, but not at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. On the last day of the year, we don't say Mixas Yom Kukulo. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Shin Tzadi Hei, in Yaradeya. Kivan she'amdu menachem me'etzal ha'avel b'yom Shvi, at the end of Shiva, mutar b'chol adarim she'asir b'hem toch Shiva. The Mixas Hayom Kukulo. As we know, the last day of Shiva is always the morning. The burial is on a Monday, so Sunday morning, right? Sunday is day 7, but Sunday morning, you're ready right after Shacharis, you know, the Shiva is over. Lo Shna Mixas Yom Shvi, Lo Shna Mixas Yom Shloshim. Doesn't matter, it's at the end of Shiva, the end of Shloshim, we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo. Kivan Shahanetza Chama B'yom Shloshim, Balam Enegzer Shloshim. Why don't we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo at night? Good question, right? Why do we need the morning of, if the last day of Shiva already starts the night of? So we need Yom, not just Laila before. Rama, Ubedinas Elo, She'ena Menachem and Regin Lavo B'yom Shvi, Tzorch Lahamte, that Shosh, Regin Menachem Lavo Kishar Yamim. Even if there's no Menachemim in the morning of day 7, you wait until the time that, you know, there would have been some nichum. Acher yisiyim ibeis haknesa, shirgidim lavo menachem, kein nireli. Good. But the Shulchan Aruch continues and then says, Misha Mesaviv Ima Brosh Chodesh Nisan, Lo Amrinan Bechav Tes Adar Sha'acharav Mixas Ayam Kekulo. You don't say Mesaviv Kekulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Ela Tzarchlin Hog Dvarim HaAsurim B'Yud Beis Chodesh. Ad Sheikonis Brosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, you have to go until the full complete year. Quoting the Trumas HaDeshen. What's the Svara? So the Trumas HaDeshen itself, the Shach and the Taz both quote the Svara of the Trumas HaDeshen, because Mixi Yev Gakula was only for days. So days are made up of days, and weeks are made, right? Shloshim Yom, Shloshim is made up of days. Units of days, you could say Mixi Yev Gakula. So Shiva is made up of 7 days, and Shloshim is made up of 7 days. By a Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't say, oh, it's 365 days. It's the unit of months. So you don't say Mixi Yom Kekulo by months, because what would you say? Wouldn't you have 16 days? That's Mixi Yom Kekulo? No, it just doesn't work. That principle does not apply to anything other than days. Dekol Shetale, I'll read the Taz. Dekol Shetale b'minyan yamim amrinim Mixi Yom Acharon Kekulo. Masha'en kein ba'avelos tetlu b'yud Beis Chodesh b'kol duchte v'yim kein im Torah Mixas Kekulo lo yitzarech lezavo raksas b'cholish ha'achron. V'zeh v'aday eino, that is for sure not. And the Shach just quotes it in three words. Kivin detaya b'chadasha. Fine. Rasulvechi gave another answer, though. And that, another pshat. And that is because Mixi Kekulo not only requires, or it's only by Malos, but it requires some type of positive Nihug. You have to do something. In order for this to be counted as a day, you have to have some type of positive behavior that is done. So by Shiva, there are Nihugim of Avelus. And by Shloshim, there are positive things that we do. That's Mixas Hayim Kekulo. By Yud Beis Chodesh, there are Isurim. There's nothing positive that is done. There are Isurim that are taken care of. If you look in the Bikvei Hatzon, Rav Shechter quotes this from Rav Soloveitchik. Deba'avelus, I think it's from him. Deba'avelus Yud Beis Chodesh Leka Niyug Klal. V'inyi Mixayim Kekulo Gidro. Desagi B'nihug B'tchilas Hayom Achron Shel Hamalos. Together, Chiyav Avelos de Shiva, she Navel HaAvelos Atzmo. And Navel has to literally make himself not in a state of comfort. Nivel. Together, Chiyav Avelos Shloshim, also, Nivel B'Mixas. But Yud Beis Chodesh is, she Yimana HaAvelos Atzmo Mimotaro, so Mitanukim, Midunim. To withhold pleasures. It's more of a withholding, it's not a positive Nihug. Right, and that's why also the same idea by Zava and Nida, it's also discussed. By Zava, we say Mixi Yom Kekulo. But by Nida, we need full seven. But even full seven, because again, Zava has a Nihug, has the Bedikos. But Nida doesn't matter what happens all during those 7 days. She sees, she doesn't see, she has to wait till the end. Right, that's why. Obviously, the chiluk of Nida and Zava on a Daraisa level. You treat it all as Zava. But on a Daraisa level, Nida doesn't have a Nihug. A Nida is a Nida for seven complete full days. A Zava has Mixi Yom Kekulo on the last day. Okay, but either way, this is the... one thought relating to Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Last suggestion now in the Gemara, third to last line, V'bayasema, another suggestion, what the Machlokes is between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. Dekuli Alma Amrina Mixi Yom Kekulo, V'hacha, B'mechusur Zman, Nichnas Ladir L'his Aser Kamiflagi. What if the offspring is born at the end of the year, but it's not 8 days old yet? We know the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, "Umiyom Hashmini v'hala yeratzeh l'karbani shel Hashem." A karban is only roi from day 8. From day 8, I cannot give a karban before day 8. So, even if I can't give the karban, can I at least put it into the group for the meiser? That's the machlokas. The amrina kuli amrina mixi yom kekulo v'hacha v'mechusur zman nechnas ladir l'hisaser kamiflagi. The machlokas is, can it be nichnas to that. And we'll see what the source for that is in a minute, but first I'll go on, let's talk a little bit about Mechusur Zman, which has come up, and comes up here as well. So Mechusur Zman is not Hukrav al Gavi HaMizbeach. There is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Gimel, where the halacha is brought relating to Mechusur Zman, Mitzvahs Asei Lahakriv Kolar Karbanos Biyom Hashmini Vahala. So Mitzvahs Asei, to bring every carbon from day 8. Shenemar, v'hayashivas yamim tachazimo, umiyam hashmini v'hala, yei ratzeh. V'kol shivas hayamim hu nikra mechutzer zman. And before that, it is called a mechutzer zman. It's lacking time. It's a mum that's going to solve itself. But it is considered a mum. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, when he quotes all of these halachos, so he quotes a separate mitzvah saseh. Lahakriv miyom hashmini v'hala v'kodem zman zehu anikra mechutzer zman ve'im akriven oso. Right, that's the Rambam in the 10th mitzvah. Here, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes it in mitzvah samach. A separate mitzvah saseh to give a carbon from day 8. If you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, right, the short list of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the beginning of Sefer Mada, right, the larger Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has his shitas and he, who argues with him, the Ramban. But in the Minyan HaKatzar, it's the Ravid, because it's a Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. So in the Minyan HaKatzar there, the Rambam quotes this, right? It's the one line. Leos kol karbanos behema biyom shiva hala. Ravid argues there. Amar Avram, ein zetam. Why is this a separate mitzvah saseh d'oraisa? It's a detail in karbanos. Day 8. Not before. Separate one of the 613. Separate one of the 248 is to bring a carbon from day 8. That's what the Rambam counts. The Ravid, V'ulai mishum lava ba mechlal asei. It's a lava ba mechlal asei, what we might call an isser asei, not a mitzvah asei. And the Kesef Mishnah on the bottom says you're right. It might be a isser asei, but the Rambam counts those as in the 613. V'yesh lomar shekam das Rabbeinu lomar shehu lava ba mechlal asei. V'chein kasa beperish b'sefer mitzvah shelo. That's fine, right? But so the machlokas might not be substantive about this mitzvah. It might just be a sefer mitzvah's machlokas. But whether you count lav haba mechlal aseis in the counting. But back to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches says it's a mitzvah asei, and then he adds v'yavu bishem mechuser zman pasul. Even though to be makriv a mechuser zman, it's pasul. What if I was makrivit? Im avar v'hikrivo eino loke. Exactly what the Kesef Mishnah just said. You're not going to get malchus for this. If I'm makriv a karbon on day 6 after it was born, so I violated an issa daraisa. But it's not an issa daraisa. It's an asei daraisa. It's a lava b'machlal asei. It doesn't say anywhere lo sasei. So mibreishu lava b'machlal asei v'lo nirtzeh hakarbon. And the karbon does not bring kapara. That is the Rambam here in Yisurei Mizbeach. The Mishnah Lamelech here has a two-column discussion. And this gets to the root of the Isra Mechusar, of the Psula Mechusar Zman. Is Mechusar Zman, question that's already dealt with implicitly in the Gemara, is Mechusar Zman only because we're not sure if this is a robust, healthy animal? So we have to wait to make sure that it lives a week. Just like by Pigeon Aben, right? We need 30 days because of Achshash Nefel. Is that the only reason why we have to wait? What if I knew medically that this animal was what's called Kololo Chadashav? It is robust, it is full, it is healthy. Do I have to wait till day 8? Do I have to wait till day 8 if I already know? That's the Mishnah Malach Safik. V'anim is topic b'dinze. Hechadi adinon, shekala lo chadashov, livlad, tahainu, chamisha chadashom lebehema daka, v'tisha chadashom legasa. I know it had a full gestation period, as we learned back in the first parak on Daf Ches, all the gestations of all the different animals. Ishari lakrivo, kodem shmona yamim. Right, that's my shayla. So he goes back and forth, and he's noted to say, you can't do it earlier. Can't do it earlier. There's a special din, not only as a chashash nefel, but separately. V'cheni as chamas kalaposkim to bekimlon. Maybe in terms of eating it, to bekimlo kalo chadashav apiyom ledaso muter ba'achila. So you might have said that, but then he says v'anira etzli delakrava lo mahani kalo chadashav. The gzer is a kasevi. The kol shelo avro lav shiva yamim ain aroy lakrava. If it didn't have 8 days that go by, so it is not roy. V'chitema, doesn't the Gemara parallel the 30 days, as we'll see, the 30 days of a pigeon aben to the days of a karban? Lo kasha, devade time into krami shum nefil nogaba. Ela shol ratza lichtov, lo ratza kasav, gabi karban lechalik, pin kol lechadash, lo kol lechadashav. Ela sasa mesaderach v'gozar, v'amar de b'shum ofan, koshlo avar olav shiva yamim, ein aroy lekarban. U'matzinu domer lezegabi adam. Sometimes you can have a low plug on a daraisa level. But that is the din. It needs to pass 7 days. Why is it so crucial? To pass, okay, even if it's not just a chashash nefel. So if you look in the Shibali Haleket, right, one of the Rishonim, Shibali Haleket says in the, Shibali Haleket doesn't have on Karbanos, right? It's on Yoni Arachayim. So the Shibali Haleket in Os Pebes, Musuf of Shabbos. Musuf of Shabbos. What does this have to do with us? So He said, what do we say? Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzisa Karbonoseha. Right? All the karbanos were merutza to you. Yesh mefarshim b'chol ha-karbanos k'siv seir l'chaper, aval b'karbanos Shabbos lo k'siv seir. L'kach seir l'loma ratzizu karbanos seha, karbanos ratzon. Fine. Sheitz v'yichin kapara v'yesh mefarshim ratzizu karbanos seha, v'chi karbanos Shabbos who wrote their karbanos l'chol eino rotze. What does it mean that the karbanos have a special power of ritzui on Shabbos and not weekday karbanos? Ratzikanta Shabbos ratzizu karbanos seha. The karbanos on Tuesdays are not merutza. Atzmaha elakach pirusho shelo ratzisa shum karban ela imkain avar alav Shabbos. No, every karban that's brought had a Shabbos passed over it, right? Yom Shmini v'Hala. You have to have a karban. You have to have a Shabbos. So that's an added, more kabbalistic dimension of why mechusar zman yiratz al karban. Why? Because you need 8 days because you need it to have a Shabbos. So we don't think what does a Shabbos have to do with a karban? Right, as Shabbos has to do with people. Right, is there something inherent to Shabbos? So, where does this remind us of? 20 days ago. Remember Becharis Daf Beis? Remember we had the idea of buying an animal from a goy, somehow that's makhlis it l'kedusha? What difference does it make if the animal works? If the animal's owned by a goy, the animal's allowed to work. But the Gemara there still used the Lashon, back on the first daf of this Pesachta, to be mafkit mi kedusha, to be machnes it mi kedusha. Right, that was the first line, first daf in Rashi said, Avli she'ena rashoi, mibnei she'osim ha-molacha b'Shabbos. It's going to do molacha on Shabbos? What is, so what? Maybe there's an idea. There's an idea of having animals, even though, you're right, technically, halachically, it's not an issue if the animal's not owned by me. But the more animals that are owned by Jews not working on Shabbos somehow, you know, affects Shabbos. See here too, the animal passing over a Shabbos, that's ratzisa karbonoseha. Every karbon has been through a Shabbos. Lakach yistu ratzisa karbonoseha, continues the Shibali, I like it. V'loshen ratzisa shame, umiyom shmini v'hala ye ratzeh. So that's the Shibali, I like it. But of course, one might extend this, and the Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk does, in Parshas Emor, Bris Mila also day 8. Not only an animal, but before a person is, so to speak, makriv himself as a Bris Mila, right? The Santik is the Mizbeach. There are parallels. So that's what the Rebbe Bachai quotes here in the Parshas Emor. Mashal Melech. Vayeshivas yamim tachas imo, umashal amelach shenichlas lamedina, vahotzi bito v'yomar, kolachsonem shabo lakana, yiru panash, yiru panei mashron etchila. The king says, don't come to me until you've seen my daughter first. Kach amar kodesh baruch hu Yisrael, lo taviyu lefanai karban ashetavar alav Shabbos, she'ein shavua below Shabbos, ve'ein mila below Shabbos. Kach darshu chazal, v'matron yehi, So he quotes the idea about Bris Mila as well, quoting this from the Medrash Tanchuma. So again, that's a more Kabbalistic idea about Mechusar Zman. Good. The Minchas Chinuch also, by the way, discusses that question of the Mishnah Lamelech about what if you know, Kol Lo Chadashav, does it make a difference? Just one final point before we continue with the Mechusar Zman, I saw that was pointed out, there are 3 halachas that are in a row in this context by Mechusar Zman in Parshas Emor, where we have 3 halachas where it talks about day and night, and each time night means something different. Fascinating. This is from Rav Chaim Zundel, quoted here in one of the Likutim. First it says, Sharo chesav ha'ez v'ki v'aleid, shivas yom tachas imo, umiyom ha-shmini v'hala. So what about the night before? What about Leil Shmini? So the halacha is, as we're going to see soon, you're allowed to be makdashit, but not makrivit. Leil Shmini, it's somewhere in the middle, right? You could be makdashit already, but you can't be makrivit. So it's like a night b'fnei atzmo. What's the next pasuk in Emor? Osov es beno, lo sishchatu b'yom echad. So what's the halacha of night there? So there we learned it earlier in Maseches Chulin, that if I shech the mother during the day, the shechitas avlad is mutter in the night afterwards. Why? Because it's totally on the halachic day. The halachic day that we hold of, the night preceding, goes with the following day. And the next halacha, by Karban Toda, by Yom Ahu Ye'achel Lo Sasir Mimenu Ad Boker. That's by Kachim. So there, the night follows the previous day. So 3 halachas in a row, right, in Parshas Emor, where Laila has 3 different definitions. Either it's its own time, or it goes with the previous day, or it goes with the following day. That's why it says at the end of each pasuk, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I make the rules. Choku ve'en l'cha reshus l'hara acharav. Interesting. Okay. So let's continue. So the Gemara's last suggestion here says that maybe the machlokas in the Tosefta, between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon is about Mechusar Zman, whether it could count. He's not going to be makriv it yet, but could it even go through the fence in order to be part of the 10? Or do I have to wait for the following year? If the baby is born right 2 days before the end of the year, maybe it goes with the following year. Right? It's not in the world of karbanos. How much is a hafka'a? How much is Mechusar Zman Mufka from the world of Kachim? So maybe that's the Machlokas. I think where it continues, Vatanya. And maybe we see this even in the Brisa. Right, Vatanya, Rashi says, Ben Yehusa, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Mechusar Zman, Nechnas Latir, Litaser. Right? It can go in. Vahare Henke Bechar. It's like Bechar. We know Mechusar Zman is a Balmum. A Bechar Balmum still has Kedushas Bechar. Right? It goes to the Kohen. So it doesn't have full Kedushas Mizbeach, but it has Kedushas Bechar, so Mechusar Zman is learned out from Bechar. Ma Bechar Kadosh Lefnei Zmano, just like a Bechar is Kadosh before its time, meaning it's automatic. A Bechar is Kadosh Mi Beten, it's automatic. So, the Karav La'achar Zmano, it's Kadosh right away, but it's Karav La'achar Zmano, right? The Bechar is Kadosh when it's born, and it's Hukrav only afterwards, day 8. Av Mechusar Zman, Kadosh Lefnei Zmano, V'Karav La'achar Zmano. So too, when it comes to Mechusar Zman. So we learn Mechusar Zman from Bechar. So now the Gemara says, well, Adi Yalef mi Bechar, Nelef mi Kachim. Why do you learn Meiser from Bechar, which often they go together, Meiser Bechar, but why do you learn Meiser from Bechar? Why do you learn Meiser from other Karbanos? From other Karbanos, right? Meaning, by other Kachim, what's the halacha by other Kachim? Major Machlokas here. Rashi. Leilef mi Kachim, Mishlamim, She'ein Yachol Hakdishon Mechusar Zman, She'ein Kedusha Chala Aleihem. Rashi says on the fourth line, by other Kachim, there's no Hakdash. If I try to be Makdash a carbon before day 8, what does it sound like for Rashi? It's not Kaddish at all. It's not Kaddish at all. Ein Kedusha Chala Aleihem. And that's what Tosfos says here as well, in the Tosfos Maschal Af, that there's no Kedusha Chala Aleihem. Not all Rishonim agree to this. If you look in the Tosfos in Timura says Beferish. Tosfos in Timura on the bottom of Yutes Amud Beis, and the Rambam also says this. The Rambam, the Tosfos says, "Dahani milu lachadchilo asher lahakdisho mechusar zman miyum avar vehikdish kaddish the alfinan lebi bechor." Wow! Even my other kachim says Tosfos and the Rambam. What does it mean? Learn from other kachim that you shouldn't be makdishit. And the fact that you shouldn't be makdashid, that's enough to say that it's not nichnas ladir litaser. By Bechar, it's automatically kadosh. But by other kabbanas, you shouldn't, and therefore that should play a role in terms of nichnas ladir. That's what Machlokas we showed. If you look in the Reishis Bikurim, here the Reishis Bikurim says, he finds it hard to believe that it's not kadosh at all, if I'm makdashid before day 8. So he comes up with a beautiful chiddush. He says, "Anir lefi is nias daiti," based on questions that he's answering. The mashapirish Rashi kan ein kedusha chala ein kavana shelo chala kedusha achshav klal doesn't mean at all. Ella the chala achshav kedushas damim. It gets kedushas damim u kedushas haguf mitzvotzlay bekoi. Kedushas haguf is held in abeyance. It has kedushas damim, but kedushas haguf mitzvah u kshiagia yom shmini pashto gam kedushas haguf befoel. Then the Kedushas HaGuf that has been held back is chal on the animal. Aval toch shmona, HaKedushas HaGuf lo chala befoal, veino nechaz biguf ha-behema. It can't be chal because it's a balmum, but it's like a mum over. Aval rachiv alei bebechinas makif milamal. It's like floating. It's like floating. And then he has another diak in Rashi about it, but this is what he quotes. And he quotes that there's an Avnei Nezer similar to it, that the Avnei Nezer says that every Kedushas HaGuf has a Kedushas Damim in it. So somewhat, even though we've discussed many times the chiluk between Kedushas HaGuf, Kedushas HaDamim, but he suggests that maybe every Kedushas HaGuf has some Damim in it, and therefore maybe he brings the Machlokas, he brings the sheet that's a little bit closer than what it seems. So again, ask the Gemara, why do we learn Meiser from Bechor, that it's Kadosh Lefnei Zmano, and therefore it's Nichnas, why don't you say, learn it from other Kachim that it's not? So the Gemara says, Mistavra mi Bechor av lelo melef. No, it makes more sense to learn Meiser from Bechor. Why? Because it's similar to Bechor in four ways. Shekein Goel. Number one, Bechor and Meiser have limitations, they're not allowed to be redeemed. Unlike other Karbanis, in the normal way. Mum. What is mum here? Again, they have kedusha, even if they have a mum, right? Rashi, kedusha B'mumon kedusha gemura. By other kashim, if they get a mum, then it's psulei hamukdashim. But by meiser and bachar, right? Bachar, it has a mum. Meiser, even if it has a mum, it still has the halacha. Temuras. There's no temura by bachar and meiser. Special din, learned that from elsewhere. Achila. And what is achila? It could automatically be eaten even without pidyon. That's what achila here means, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it means it cannot be sold in the normal marketplace, right, weighing it. But either way, these are the four parallels between Meiser, that's why I learned Meiser from Bechor. So Mara says, no, Adarabba, Mikachim Avle Lamelov. Maybe you should learn Meiser from other Kachim, not from Bechor. Why? Because maybe there are similarities between Meiser and Kachim, and not like Bechor. Shekain, Zachar. Number one, Bechor is only a Zachar. Right, Meiser and Kachim or not. Kadosh, Bima and Kadosh is that Chor is automatically Kadosh, Meiser and Kachim or not. Bima Tanos, right, Meiser and Kachim, Bailim also have a part of, Bechor is given to the Kohen. Pashut, and Meiser and Kachim are non-firstborns, and the Bechor is only firstborns. So, if you go by, you know, similarities, I could have four and four. So Ella the Gemara says, fine. Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn it based on logic. Learns it based on Xerah Shava. Ella Rabbi Shimon, Ha'avara, Ha'avara, Gamir. Learn from Xerah Shava, comparing Bechor and Meiser. Fine. So that's the end of the discussion from the beginning of the daf today, Tosefta, right, relating to the Tinuf. Now we get back to that question of Tinuf. Hechidami Tinuf. What exactly does it mean, the soiling that causes following halachas about assuming that if there was a tinuf, then the animal's not going to have another child so soon. Omar Rava, Omar Rav, Kita Amri Ravasa, Ditzalsa Atzar Chiyusa. Like the shepherds of Tzalsa say, Atzar Chiyusa, when they see some type of emission come out, some type of secretion, when they say, ah, this is an atzar chiyusa. Atzar is from the word netzar, like the womb, the uterus was held back. When they say that, when they have that reaction, when this tinuf comes out, that's how you know that's enough of tinuf. Ushmol amar baboy dadama, some type of bubbling blood. Right, that's the tinuf, which again would have ramifications for what we assume the following secretion is going to be if there could be a birth. V'tzorach la'arosu l'chacham, you have to show it to a chacham to know exactly whether it is a tinuf of significance or not. Ask the Gemara chacham ina yada, how does a rabbi know these things? How does a rabbi, you know, so experts? Amar papa, roa chacham. Right, we're not talking about a rabbi, we're talking about an expert shepherd. Roa chacham means a wise, one with experience. And therefore, obviously, you have to know if the ubar if it was an ubar, if it was a tinuf with significance or not, meaning so it's a roa chacham. Right, this is one of the examples in Shas where we have, you have to show the expert in the field. Right, it doesn't mean that, oh, well, you know, there's certain siyata d'shmaya, obviously there's siyata d'shmaya in terms of psak, but if you need a reality check in a certain area of medicine, of botany, of zoology, whatever it is, right, go to the shepherd. The shepherd knows. He has the experience. Amr Rav Chisda, Harei Amru, Yetzir Savai, and here's what we mentioned before about the parallel. Harei Amru, Yetzir Savai, Be'ishar Bo'am Yom. We know that the creation of a vlad in a human is 40 days. This halachic status of 40 days after fertilization. As we know, before that, it's what's called maya ba'alma. And there are differences in halacha in terms of treating it like a fetus. Again, it is something, right? The Ramban writes in Torah Adam, will be mechalal Shabbos for a fetus even before 40 days. Why? Because what's the svara in the Gemara? At least one svara in Yuma. Chalal Shabbos achas kedishish bar Shabbos osharbe. Even if it's not a nefesh right now, if it's nothing, so it'll be mechalal Shabbos before 40. But there are definitely differences in halacha between before 40 and after 40. So here's a vad beishar boim yom boy Rav Chisda bebehema bekama. So what about by a behema? Right, a behema. As Rashi says here, Arboam Yom Deba Pelos Yom Arboam Letzricha Leishiv Tumavatara Batzar Mihakam Maya Ba'almahu. Rashi quotes the Lashon before 40, it's nothing. Bebehema Bakama Shasa Mishakibla Zachar Ad Hatinuf. From the time that she was with a Zachar to the Tinuf, the name of Lado Miftarim Nebachora. Meaning, how long from fertilization, so to speak, until Tinuf do we say, okay, now it's already considered a behema? Or something, so that the following offspring is not a bechor. So Amalei Pavala by Lav Haina de Zairi. Isn't that Zairi? Damar Zairi ain't Tina Pachat B'Shalashim Yom. Isn't that what Zairi means? 30 days. So the Gemara said, no, we know what Zairi meant. Tahu LaKabel Itmar. Zairi was talking about after a birth, how long of a time is there before the behemah is makabel as a zachar again? Right? How long before it mates again? Not in terms of how long it's how old the fetus has to be. Ad kan, so the Gemara does not answer the question. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros talks about this in Dalad Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Kvar bi'arnu bi'inyin nida, sha'vlad ba'adam nigmar la'arboam yom, v'amapelas l'fachos me'arboam eino vlad. Before 40 days is not a vlad, it's not yumei tum of atara. Av vlad behema lo amdu chalchamin al minyin ayamim, shi'igamar bo. Chachamim didn't come up with the maskana. The Rambam says, interesting, the Rambam says, it's a bayit alev shita. Chachamim didn't come up with the maskana. Aval amru shahamapeles tinuf eina misaberes acharav v'lo makabelas vlad acher lefachos mishloshim yom. So we don't know for sure, but it's 30 days afterwards. So you have to work backwards. If after this secretion the animal waits 30 days, so then mistama, the earlier one was something. The earlier one was something. But if it doesn't wait 30 days, then the earlier one was probably nothing. But the Rambam says, it's by the lifshita, but we don't know exactly this time period, but we know the following time period from Zairi relating to the previous time. Fine. Matzino lokeach, so now we get back to the Mishnah. The first Mishnah in the Perek started off with, if you buy something from a guy and you don't know, he doesn't tell you anything, so you have to figure out exactly what the halach is in terms of the Bechor. So Matzino lokeach mi kochavim, lokeach mi Yisrael mai, what happens if you buy it from a Jew? And the Jew is no longer there to ask. Right? If he was there to ask, then Eidechanem and Bisurin, and you could ask the Jew. But what if the Jew's not there anymore? But he didn't tell you anything when he sold it to you. So does that tell us anything? The fact that he didn't say anything? So I'm a Rav, Bechor Vadai. It's a Bechor Vadai, Dim Isa, De Bachrei. If the animal had the firstborn already, Ishtabuche, Avim Ishtabachle. He would have told you because he would have been praising the Mekach that you are buying. Why? Why would he be praising the Mekach? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi is saying, no, he would have told you because he would have said, look, you're not going to have to give the firstborn to the Kohen. Saving you money. And if he didn't say that, it must be that it's not true. Tosfos says it would have been a different svara. He would have, every birth is a sakana for the mother. That's why he would have said, don't worry, you already had, especially the first one. But the first one is more of a sakana. Right, Rashi, it's a Rashi, Tosfos quotes. Shekfar bichra velo tistachin b'lei da'od. It already had the firstborn. Right, it's not going to be dangerous for that. Right, the Tosfos here and the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss what happens if a guy had said something. Would he have been believed? Mesiach lefitumo. What if the guy's quiet? Right, I'm saying, right, if it's the danger issue, so then maybe according to Tosfos that should apply to a guy too. Right, should apply to Rashi about the halacha, about the Bechor, maybe the guy doesn't know about that. But in terms of the danger issue, right, maybe it should apply. Look at Tosfos. V'yish lomon mi pirusho. Dove kochad ma'afilo mesiach lefitumo eino neman. And maybe if he would say it, maybe you don't believe it. Maybe he's just trying to lie. Maybe he knows about Bechor. He's just trying to make a good deal. Okay, the Rishon and the Shach in Yoredeah talks about this also on Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Rav says it's a Bechor Vadai. If the Jew doesn't say anything, you know the first animal born is a Bechor Vadai. Ushmuel Amar Bechor Safek. No, Bechor Safek. Why? Savar L'shchita Kaboyle. Maybe he thought you were going to shech the animal. So it doesn't really matter to you whether it is going to be, in danger, or you're going to have to give it to the offspring. Verb Yochanan Amar, Chulin Vadon, the opposite extreme. It's definitely Chulin. My taima, Emisa, Dolo Bichra, Kivan, Sin, if it did not have a Bechor yet, Kivan, Diki, Isura, Oduya, Havi, Modile. He would have told you, Lifnei Iver. So he would have told you. And therefore, because he didn't say anything, it must be that it for sure had a Bechor already, and you don't have to worry. Tanya Kavasi, Verb Yochanan, the Amar Chulin, right? Tani Bryce that supports Rabbi Yochanan that says Chulin, and this relates to the Mishnah we had back in Maseches Chulin. The Mishnah said there that there are certain days of the year that everybody knows that people are shechting animals when they buy them today, because you know they're going to eat them. It's a big eating day, and therefore by Oso ve'esbino regarding the Isser, the seller would have to say, you know, whether I sold the mother, whether I sold the offspring. Imlo hodio. The Mishnah says, if he didn't tell you, then you don't have to worry. So here too, Rabbi Yochanan, right, if he didn't tell you, you don't have to worry. So, is that not just a riot to Rabbi Yochanan? Is this a riot against Rav and Shmuel? Because he could always, the achrayis is always on the mocher, and here he didn't. So where's the no, lav dafka, hasam mocher talya milsa. Over there, by the oso vez beno, it's his achrayis. right there, it's mefurish bekra, right? B'mocher talya milsa, right? Rashi quotes b'mocher talya milsa shitzarach lo dio, as he quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, right? It's a diuk in the right lo tishchatu lo tashchitu, right? There's Gemara that it's totally on the pasuk on the mocher. Hacha b'lokeach talya milsa, but here it's totally on the lokeach on the buyer, right? It's pasuk says b'vcharchov zoncha, right? You have to give b'char. Tosfos has a little different shot. Tosfos in Hasam and Hacha. Tosfos acts like Rashi here, giving a pirush. Hasam b'mocher talya milsa sheyodeah hamocher b'lokeach shekona lishchod v'over b'lav delifne iver imena modio. But hacha b'lokeach talya milsa shalav lachkar b'behemto michayevas b'bchora. Okay, either it's a svara or it's a pasuk. Just to finish with a chashuke chemen on this last line. Of ba'oduye kamodilei. If it's an isser, you know, you have to let them know. Again, it's not really so connected, but in his classic sense. There was a story, and again, as his stories are, there's always a little detail change, but again, here's the story that he has here. There was a story of a certain woman who was on a bus, and behind her was sitting two seminary girls, shtei banot seminar, and they were speaking Lashon Hara amongst them. And they were talking about that their friend got engaged last night. That their friend just got engaged, but if the guy knew all these terrible things about this girl, you know, he would never marry her. Vihine lafeta, the Rebbetzin turns around and says to the girls and says, I thank you very much. And they say, what are you talking about? And she says, Shahachatan shehitaresim abat shedibra aleha hu lo acher me'asher bina. It's my son. It's my son that you're talking about. L'chein ha'nitzvicha lehodot l'shtechen al advarim ki ani oleches achshav l'biti. I'm going to go tell my son to call off the thank you. You help me out. You help me out here. And they were like in shock. They were like, oh my gosh, what did we just do? Maybe we just exaggerated. Maybe it's too much. Maybe we shouldn't have. And they start convincing her, you know, no, I'm sorry. No, we didn't mean it. And, oh, I can't believe we're going to ruin the shidduch and whatever. And, this is what happens. And then 10 minutes later, she says, I'm not really the mother. I just wanted to show you what Lashon Hara could do. And I wanted to show you how Rabbi Nitzan Dal Daitesh Dafka Hasicha Hakodemish, and then the question is that he deals with here under Rabbi Nitz, Ani Lo Yimo Shalachatan Kama Sharatisiu La Ros Lachen Lan Lashon Hara Yochol Lahagia V'Yesh Lashol Hayim Hayamutur Rabbi Nitz Lavar Shnei Isurim Kedil Lachanchan Sheker Sheshikra Sheimo Shalachatan O Naa Sheitzir Achdei Abanot. Right? Is there an Isur of Sheker and there's an Isur of Anah here? So he quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Ono is only when you have Kavana La'anos. Right? But if your Kavana is to be Ma'ane Arusha in order to be Machzir L'tshuva, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Beferish, that it is Mutter. And Pashtus is, does that only apply to Arusha Gomer or somebody who's acting like Arusha in this case? Ulam Yitachin Shekoze Kasher Ma'ane'o L'lo Kavana Tova, L'lo Kasher Ma'ane'o L'shum Chazaraso B'tshuva. So then it is Mutter. Regarding Yisr Sheker, if there's Toelath, then there's no Yisr of Sheker. As we know from elsewhere, right? Mishana and Bnei Hashalom and elsewhere. So, but then maybe he says, but maybe she should have said something at the beginning, not played this whole charade, right? But then she wouldn't have had the power of proving to them how bad it was. So, Maskana at the end, he says it was mutter for her to do it. Mutter for her to do it to teach them a lesson. She got my mutter la la says lahem la hamshich la saper chas la shenia abshem shichu la var liser. Right, because the whole point was to be mezaka. That's in terms on this line of oduye kamodile. He has that fascinating story. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah, and we will continue.